CliffCentral.com.
Got to get stuck in. I mean, better late than never, right? I hate to start complaining. I got into bed last night at 10 o'clock, which is like a record early time for me. I mean, that's a sensible thing to do. I could not get to sleep. 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
I eventually fall asleep. 2:30 in the morning. Oh, and I'm obsessing because I've got like, I'm counting the hours. I go, okay, I've got to wake up at 4:30, so 2:30 gives me 2 hours. Then I'm thinking about what kind of a day I've got today so that I can figure out whether, you know, I could catch like a 20-minute power nap so I could just make it through the day. Just make it through the day. I just hope I'm not, you know, running at 60% efficiency today. Then I did eventually get to sleep at 2:30, but I woke up at 4:30, and then you think I'll be okay. You feel all right. Hop in the shower. But I was in a hurry because I knew if I didn't get onto the road early, I would be late. So I get out of my house a full 10 to 15 minutes earlier than I usually would, knowing there's going to be traffic and people can't drive in the rain and all that stuff. And then it doesn't make a difference. It's like I might as well have left with 15 minutes to spare. It's bizarre. I ended up getting here at, 6:05, which is crazy. I hate walking in a hurry. Anyway, so enough about me and my bullshit. That's just the kind of thing that I suppose happens to everybody. But why can I not sleep? And then I looked at my app here. Look at this thing, Sia. It tells you about your sleeping patterns, right? This is obviously linked to, if you don't pick up your phone, it assumes you're asleep.
Yeah.
Which is probably about right, because people, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, it's your alarm. In my case, it's my alarm. So look at bedtime here. Okay? I'm just going to give you a sleep analysis. Let's look at the history of the last year of sleep for me. Okay? Take a look at that. So last night, I got not 2 hours. 2 hours, 55 minutes. That's what I got.
You see, I'm an overanalyzer. This would kill me.
See?
Oh, no.
That's bad, right? 2 hours, 55 minutes of sleep.
Okay, I think in the battle to be healthy.
And my average is 4 hours and 32 minutes over the year.
Average sleep is 4 hours.
The average hours of sleep I get in a year is 4 hours and 32 minutes a night. So this is not going to work. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. I've never taken a sleeping tablet in my life. I'm tired during the day, but I cannot get my body to switch off at night. I go to gym. I try this. I've tried everything.
Do you have a routine?
Okay. Let me explain. So last night, all right, I have supper really early because I want to get into bed early. So last night's a great example. I'm so disciplined. What I do is I go to gym as late as possible so that I'm tired. But I eat before I even go to gym. So I eat at 6:30. It's just me at home. Feed the dog. Eat my food at 6:30. You explain this to me. I think I'm going crazy. I'm losing my mind. I have dinner at 6:30, which is ridiculously early. People who do night shift don't even do that. Then I get in the car. I go to the gym. I train there. I work out for it like an hour, 45 minutes. Let's call it 45 minutes. So I get home, let's say at 8:15 or somewhere around there. Then I do a little bit of homework for the show so that I know that I've who the guest is, and I make sure I've got some stuff for us to talk about, you know, just in case. We all have slow days and fast days. Some days you don't use any of it. Some days you use all of it. So I've done my work. Now it's 9:30.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get this. Today's the day. I'm going to get this right. I go to my bedroom. I get into bed. And I lie there in bed. then I just, I'm turning this way, I'm turning that way, I'm lying on my back for a little bit, then I'm getting this pillow, then I'm getting the other pillow. It's there's something wrong in my head.
That's so odd.
Cannot get to sleep.
Well, maybe you need to go to one of those places where, you know, they do a sleep analysis thing on you. I don't know if we actually have those.
Sleep clinics, we do.
I'll be willing.
In South Africa, yeah.
I'll be willing to try that stuff. They just, I don't have time to, I can't take a day off work to sort this out. You know, that's the thing that drives today. Right. I'm really going to stop complaining. I promise after this, but I don't think I'm the only one. I think a lot of people are just unable to sleep these days.
Well, for a lot of people, it's stress related. Hmm. You go to bed and you're thinking about, so how exactly am I going to afford things at the end of this month? Because I know for a fact that I don't have enough money coming in.
No, you're right. And this is what I was thinking last night, because I got my provisional tax bill, and I can't help thinking that's also part of the effect here. Because then you think, well, I must have had a good year if I'm paying that much tax.
Mm-hmm.
But I got nothing to show for it materially in terms of things. I'm not driving a better car or spending more or buying myself luxuries. I'm just keeping it on the level it was. But the money in the bank is going down. And then Praveen comes and he needs more than he took the previous 2 years.
Mm.
Like, how does this work?
Well, Kelly on Twitter says, exercising too close to bedtime can disrupt sleep. Give a minimum 2 hour gap.
Yeah, I was just going to ask the obvious, all really. Right. Why on earth would you have dinner and then work out? Because you do realize that you should eat after exercise first and foremost. And secondly, to exercise that close to... Because think about it, right? When you want to feel invigorated, you get your blood going, you exercise.
Yeah.
You don't see rugby players warming up and having a nap and then playing. You warm up... You get going. That's what really gets you going.
Right. Well, you know what? The whole thing, this doing this goddamn morning show.
That's the bane of my existence.
Yeah. When we started this cliffcentral.com almost 3 years ago now, I should have said, I am not waking up at 4:30 anymore. It is inhumane. It is bad for you. There is nothing. There's no one in the world. Not a single human being who wakes up at 4:30 and goes, yeah, today's the day. It's going to be awesome. Your body rebels against it.
Yeah.
You lie in your bed, that alarm goes off, and you go, ugh. And I'm not a miserable person. I'm not depressed. I don't feel like I'm being punished. But this is an unnecessary thing to do to yourself, this waking up early.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse because, as I say in Game of Thrones, winter is coming. And then it really does just grind you. Like right now, the alarm goes off. A couple months' time, the alarm goes off, and it's almost like there's a taser on your balls. And you think, oh, yeah, this is pleasant. Look forward to this another 5 times this week.
And you know, normally I love waking up in the rain. You're right. So winter's much more unpleasant. And I love waking up in the rain. There's something magical about that. This morning I wanted to go and stand.
Sleeping in the rain is probably magical.
I wanted to go and stand in the rain and cry.
Oh no.
I'm just exhausted. I don't know what the hell to do.
Well, you know, Ben mentions balls, and one of the best.
Sorry, Mums, I know you don't have those.
No, that's okay, Ben. I'm happy to not have those.
Masendis.
But, you know, one of the best natural sleeping tablets of all time, although unfortunately not everyone has this luxury, is a good old fashioned orgasm. Knocks you right out.
Everyone kind of does have it.
Well, yes. I mean,
your juice?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say a bottle of wine.
I've tried that. So,
and it's still not working?
What do you think I did between 10 and 2 in the morning? I tried everything. And normally they'll put you to sleep. You have an orgasm, you'll go to sleep.
Yeah, usually that just knocks you out.
You see, my belly's very wise. She's right.
No, then you should probably consider going into a sleep clinic. How long do you think you're going to last surviving on average of 4 hours of sleep
that
app tells you?
We'll celebrate Cliff Central's 3rd birthday in May and my funeral in August.
And I don't mean to be that guy, but that's why you have the stubborn tummy fat.
Yeah, it is.
Because you, you work out, you don't eat badly. Mm-hmm. It's all got down to that.
Yeah, I'm. See, I'm
you know when 50 Cent was saying, I'm in the club, all that kind of stuff, he was always lying. Because you don't have a body like that when you're in the club until 4 in the morning.
Right. You're right, Ben. This is all very sensible. You 3-year old. First of all, thank you to Sia for his empathy. That's why I'm so glad you're back here, because these two don't give a shit about that.
Well, I've never shown empathy towards you, so I wouldn't know how to do
it. Ben and my buddy don't care if I keel over here. They'll be only too happy. But Sia, thank you. I'm so happy to have you back here. I could give you a hug. And the truth is that neither of them are wrong either. I mean, my buddy's right about the orgasms, and Ben is right about the tummy fat and everything else. But you know, there's got to be a way. Barack Obama was running the world. The guy was in good shape. He seemed very mentally acute. He's a lot older than me. And he had a much more stressful job than I did.
Mm-hmm. But?
But what?
He didn't wake up at 4:30.
Well, you see, yeah. The president.
I'm pretty sure Barack
does. The president wakes up at 7.
Yeah, there we go. See, problem
solved.
See,
but here's the thing. Therapists always talk about...
No.
By the way, our president, I've just got a message here from one of his wives. She says, oh, no, he only wakes up at 9.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Our president.
There you go.
You know, that's why I asked about the schedule, because therapists often talk about tricking your body into sleep.
Yeah.
Like actually getting into pajamas. That sort of tells your body, hey, okay, it's not...
You're going to do a ritual?
Oh, yeah.
But I can't sleep in pajamas.
Sort of do that?
I'll get into a pair of boxer shorts.
Oh, you see. Mm,
you know, sometimes it's hot for
too hot, Sia.
It's too hot, Sia.
Don't you guys have summer pajamas? Oh, yes.
You're such an old man.
I was an aristocrat in my past.
You
life.
Were, you're like a real old man.
Like silk
deep down.
Pajamas.
Let me
and
guess.
Morning
your
gown.
Ladies in waiting help you into your pajamas every night.
Ladies in waiting. Men don't have ladies in waiting.
He said he wants ladies in waiting.
Yes, they do, Mama. Wow. I just say drink then, alternatively.
No. No, I've heard that that's a bad idea. Alcohol.
No, you can't drink.
Completely interrupts your sleep.
Plus, let me tell you what. All of this
nightcap.
This is all very bad, but your life is in the toilet if you're drinking on your own in the week.
Okay.
And especially if you're doing that to remedy like sleep problems. I will never do that. That's not going to happen. Anyone in the world will tell you that that doesn't sound like a good way to start your day. How to end your day or how to start your day. Yeah. It's just bad. I get people who've had a really rough time and get home and they need a drink. That's fine. I don't do that. I'll never do it. No,
some
no, no.
people have tea. Other people have.
Look, there's a lot going on. I'm not going to get into the detail of that. There's a lot of really exciting stuff happening. I feel very stimulated these days. There's work is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to phenomenal people. There are all kinds of deals being done. It's good. I'm very alive right now. But I'm not finding the energy. So there's something wrong. Maybe I ate something I shouldn't have yesterday. You know, you guess everything. You go through your whole day and you try to figure out, well, what was it? Maybe the weekend was a little bit crazy. None of that applied to last night.
It's also got to do with the fact that you were trying to get to bed. So your body was like, well, this is new. Whereas in the past, you would just fall into bed and that would be the end of your day.
You think I should try it again?
No, I just think it'll take some time to get used to this new system. But yeah, probably have dinner after you work out and work out a little bit earlier.
All right. Well, that's a start.
Yeah.
Well, the silver lining is that it's hey you weather.
What's that?
Let's do that again.
Tell me again.
It's hey you weather.
What does that mean? About?
Hey, you get that hey, you text in this weather.
Oh, really? Oh, you think people are? Oh.
I think I know for certain.
Right. Well, how many hey, yous have you sent already?
All right. I like that.
Many a scroll on my log. Yes.
Very nice.
That's the upside of rain and winter vibes.
I know you had a terrible night, but I actually had a revelation when I woke up this morning, and I'm going to try and find a way to change my alarm clock.
Yes, tell me.
So my alarm went off, but I wasn't quite ready to get up yet, so I switched it off.
Does anyone want to hear what happens when my buddy's alarm goes off?
Oh.
Oh, God.
This is the sound.
Which can be a bit jarring sometimes, you know, especially if I've been deep in sleep.
Yeah.
So I tried to put my phone back on the side table, and then it fell. And then as it landed on the carpet, a video started playing and it was of Sia singing TLC's Unpretty. And I thought, hallelujah. If I could wake up to Sia singing TLC's Unpretty every morning, I would wake up in a good mood every time.
Is that because you love his singing voice?
Because I recorded him one morning. He was singing along to TLC. And I just thought, this is so much better than the standard alarm noise.
No, that's actually kind of sad.
That's also a nice song. So, you know, you kind of wake up to that song, you're going to feel a bit better.
I actually chuckled a little bit and that put me in a good mood. And I was like, this is okay.
It is a good song.
It is. Come on, Sia, wake everybody up. Here we are, everybody. Just because we're all waking up together this morning, Sia will be your alarm clock.
Mm.
Sia, hit it. Take it away.
I wish I could tie you up my shoes. I could feel I'm pretty too. I was told I was beautiful. But what does that mean to you? Look into the mirror, who's inside there? The one with the long hair. Same old me again today. My outsides look good. My outsides blue. Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you.
No idea of pitch.
I've tried different ways, but it's all the same.
All right, here comes the chorus.
At the end of the day, I got myself to blame. I'm just tripping. You can buy hay if it won't grow. You can fix your nose if you say so. You can buy all the makeup that man has made. But if you look inside you, find out who am I to be in the position to make me to feel so damn unpretty.
All right, there we go.
You can all blame my valet for that.
No.
If that doesn't wake you up, then the hounds of hell won't.
That is a good song.
I'm usually very grumpy when I wake up. If I could wake up chuckling, that would make all the difference. I would instantly be in a good mood for the day.
You say so.
Love that song.
You know what? There's someone on the line who wants to talk to you about your song. Go ahead, sir. Seems the animals are upset. Animals are very upset about what you just did.
They're just ungrateful. That's the problem.
You see, this is how we start a revolution in the jungle, with Sia singing. Thank you, animals, please. Enough. Well, tomorrow's the day that Praveen is going to raise the taxes, and then the next day he'll be fired. So I don't know why he doesn't do this. I've thought about this as well. I don't know why Praveen Gordon doesn't sabotage the Jacob Zuma regime. Like, put up taxes. Say in your... Listen to this. I know we'll all go, oh, Jesus. That's the point. He should stand up there tomorrow and say, right, we're putting up taxes by 20%, everybody. Because people will take to the streets. We will burn this country down. Can you imagine the chaos? And then the president will have to leave. I mean, we will put him... We'll burn him at the stake if Praveen says that. Because he knows he's going to get fired, right? And we know not to blame him because he's not the one who's spending the money. He's the one who's meant to take it in. I mean, I hate Praveen Gordon, between you and me, because I don't think that he's a nice guy or a good finance minister, any of that shit. Mm. I just think he's the best of a terrible bunch of people.
That could be in that position.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're about to be... you're about to be murdered by a gang of thieves. And the one thief who goes, are you sitting comfortably, before he stabs you in the chest, is Praveen. It's not like these are nice people. And Praveen is just the best of a bad bunch of bandits. These people are all vicious thieves. They all want to take everything away from you and me. But he is the only one who's dressed well. The rest, let's say this. There are a bunch of people who are coming to burn down your house, to take away your children for slavery, and to steal all your material possessions and beat you to a pulp.
Oof.
Okay? But Praveen is the one who knocks on the door and goes, hello, are you in?
Mm.
We've come for some tea. So you let him in. And then he sits down and he's having tea. And then meanwhile, while he's sitting having tea with you, the others are looting your house and stealing your children.
So he's nicer about it.
Well, He's the distraction.
He's the distraction. Okay.
Yeah. So don't for a minute think, because I see all these people writing, oh, Praveen, you're our last hope. Like Princess Leia said to Obi-Wan. Don't be stupid.
Well, that just shows you how desperate we've become.
Well, this guy, this Praveen Gordon, he's nobody's friend. Who are you trying to kid? What are you, an idiot? He's the one who tells the rest of them how much cash there is to be stolen. I mean, he may be the one who's trying to control that cash flow a little bit because he knows that it's total thievery at some level. But he's still... I have a problem. I have a fundamental problem with all the stuff we have to pay for. And I'm not even talking about income tax. I'm just talking about VAT. I'm talking about ESCOM. I'm talking about municipal rates and taxes. Then you get the general tax. You know, the income tax, which seems to me a very bizarre concept. I don't understand why someone who's working hard and they're making money should have to pay more. To me, that seems... And then those people at the bottom of the pyramid who are not working at all, who are not getting involved in the economy. And look, there are various reasons for that. You could call me all kinds of horrible things now, but the fact is there are 16 million people in this country who are not working, who the people who are working are paying for. And to me, that's, I mean, don't call it anything that it isn't. That is redistribution of wealth. That's what that is.
Well, some might argue that part of the reason that those 16 million people aren't working is government's fault.
Well, of course it is.
That they're not working.
Well, because the economy's not growing, so it can't accommodate them, right? Yeah. Absolutely right. But then, do you think government takes the blame for that? No, no, no. They say to the rest of us, okay, Mabali, you don't have kids.
No.
Mabali, you don't have dependents. And like, direct dependents. You're not paying for, you know, the food and the accommodation and the water and electricity for other people than Mabali Moloi. But you've chosen that life. Right? They don't care about that. You, whether you like it or not, part of the reason you're worried about your cash flow at the end of every month is because whether you like it or not, you're paying for at least 10 to 16 other people you don't know who are not your family, they're not your friends, they're not people you chose to support. You have a right to be upset about that. So Praveen mustn't get up there and go, the rent is going down by another 16 percentage points because of our president firing the former finance minister, putting me in, pretending that's a perfectly rational thing to do. We've got a bunch of thieves running things. And that's the truth for every government in the world. I don't see why anyone in the world should have to pay for a group of leaders who don't themselves work. They talk for a living or attend ceremonies and promulgate laws that control the rest of us. We give them way too much power, and then we also give them money.
And they're definitely not public servants.
Mm-mm. I think if you go into politics, you should do it for free.
That will never happen.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, in a perfect world,
people
who go into politics should do it for free. And there should be three or four categories. There should be the military, which protects our borders. There should be basic services like water, electricity, health, education. That's it. We shouldn't have to pay for anything else. Nothing else. None of this presidential jets. None of this blue light brigades. Right?
Mm.
None of this wasted ministers staying in five-star hotels. They should get to stay depending on how little they've spent. In other words, if the minister, after their term of 3-4 years, because they should also have limited terms, says to you, here I am, my balance sheet shows that I've saved the country 8.5 million rand by not staying in five-star hotels. We should say, cool, you can keep your job. The one who spends that money, we should put in the church square in Pretoria. We should put them in those shackles that they used in the medieval times, and we should throw tomatoes at them until they cry and beg you to stop. And then they are not allowed to go into politics again. Then they've got to go and find a real job after that. Anyway, it's all fantasy in my head. Let's get into some news. I'm on fire now. for someone who didn't get any sleep. Look at me. All right. Shall we get into some news?
Yes.
All right. Let's do this. Mabale Moloi with the latest in the headlines. Let's see what's happening. The news brought to you as every morning by Colcacchio Pizzeria. Calling all vegans.
Calling all vegans.
Vegans, if you're tired of never having any vegan options on the menu, that time is at an end. Colcacchio Pizzeria brings you the very first vegan margherita pizza. Yep. You can enjoy the vegan cheesy goodness as a margherita on your favorite Colcacchio Pizzeria at no necessary stress. Colcacchio Pizzeria, they are the reasons that you crave, many reasons, but this is the best reason to crave your pizza. And damn right do they know how to make a good pizza. I fantasize about their pizzas sometimes. A lot of instruments. All right, Mabs.
Wow. That was a lot.
So the animals revolted against Sia singing, but not those instruments.
No, wow. They love that. The animals don't mind that at all. In fact, there are birds currently mating in the window.
Okay, so I guess all the quote-unquote important people in the country are being asked for their opinion with regards to the uncertainty surrounding the finance minister's job, right? Mm-hmm. Job security. Affects all of us at different times of our lives. And high-profile judge Dennis Davis says that removing Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan will, surprise, not solve South Africa's problems. Is it Davies or Davis?
Dennis Davis. He does that show called Judge Yourself.
Davis made the comments while addressing the Cape Town Press Club earlier yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And the judge says that although some people are blaming Treasury for the country's problems, he says that changing its leadership won't solve any of our problems. He highlighted the poor South African education system as an example of a big problem which needs change.
Right.
He's called it a crime against humanity and said that the country will remain in trouble if it is not fixed. Furthermore, he said that the fact that consumption expenditure exceeds capital expenditure should be addressed. You see, at the end of the day, it should be about mathematics, the mathematical equation, right?
Yeah. Income and expenditure.
Mm.
Just look after your... And look, none of us are the best at this, but there are people who are much smarter than Mabale and I when it comes to balancing your books. Pravin's okay. I mean, he's, you know, as I said, he's the best of a bad bunch, but there are better people than him.
But how soon, if he does lose his job, will he lose his job? Because we already know that Brian Molefe is in there, right?
Well, that's why I think he should do one of two things. He should either put up taxes so ridiculously high that the country goes into revolution, or he should drop the tax rate so low that the government have no money to spend. And then they have to resign, the whole lot of them. I mean, we'll go through pain either way, but do you think that's any better than the pain of him pretending everything's all right, but taking taxes up and then being fired? Come on. Opportunity knocks, Pravin. Do something brave.
Okay. Citibank are reportedly pleased after agreeing to a penalty of almost 70 million rand to settle the probe accusing the U.S. bank of participating in an alleged cartel to manipulate the value of the rand. 70 million rand. Probably nothing for a bank, though, right?
Oh, that's cheap as chips.
Is cheap as chips. Last week, two of the three major local banks who are also accused of colluding to fix the price of the rand, admitted that they will be cooperating with the Competition Tribunal. So it seems as though, you know, these banks are going to be fined left, right, and center. And for at now, at least, you know, some of these banks are happy to just pay the fine and make this whole thing go away.
Well, if only we could do that. if we were accused of such horrible things as manipulating the whole country's currency, which costs everybody else in the country money, you can't just pay a fine. I reckon there's got to be more to it. Bad people must go to jail.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a different set of rules for the financial services industry. If you're a banker or a hedge fund trader or an asset manager, any of those things, they never go to jail. The only one I can think of is if you run a pyramid scheme like Bernie Madoff. Then they turn on you because rich people have lost their money. But when ordinary old us get taken for a ride by bankers and asset managers, hedge fund people and major financial institutions, doesn't seem to me they manage to catch these guys. Some of them just keep on living the life of Riley.
Well, Citigroup have said that they will make available witnesses to help prosecute other banks that participated in the price fixing. The South African probe is the latest investigation into alleged rigging by the world's biggest banks of the $5.1 trillion a day market for products. $5.1 trillion a day. So you know what a 70 million rand fine is, peanuts for a bank.
Sure. They're not even, that doesn't even touch sides.
Absa allegedly have, you know, a whistleblower as their trump card. So, I mean, it, you know, things, I don't know, things are happening here. It's not just
our moral compass.
Well, there you go. It is always about the moral compass. Our premier yesterday for Gauteng, David Makhura, he apparently said, you know, one or two things that got people applauding him on Twitter, although, you know, others were saying, oh, well, too little, too late. Because the premier admitted yesterday during his State of the Province address that the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, including e-tolling, was a big, massive, giant mistake.
Yeah, well.
Too little, too late, Mr. Premier. During his address yesterday afternoon, Makhura said officials cannot build roads and only later inform citizens that they must pay. The premier added that the provincial government would be mobilizing resources for public transport infrastructure in ways that would ensure they don't make the same mistakes. The question now is, what about SANRAL? Because apparently they're still threatening people with criminal prosecution if you don't pay your e-tolls.
Well, they can still go suck a bag of dicks. I don't think that's changed.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're threatening us with criminal prosecution, the question is, is it legal for them to do so? And will we eventually get to a place where you might face criminal prosecution for refusing to pay your e-tolls? Yes, Mr. Premier says that it was a mistake, but now we are dealing with this giant mistake. Where to from here?
Well, good for him. We can just say, well, it's a mistake, so he's going to represent us because we agree with him.
And he agrees with us. Well, he publicly agrees.
Exactly. Okay, so didn't we say a long time ago you shouldn't pay these e-tolls? Didn't we say a long time ago that you shouldn't be... you shouldn't be bullied into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but apparently now, SANRAL have been doing that.
Yeah, well, now the guy says it, please. In any case, he knows he's in big trouble. They lost both the major metros. People do not like being ripped off. We're being ripped off. I love this. Someone just sent me a screenshot of an actual conversation between two guys. Listen to this.
Like one of those WhatsApp conversations.
Yeah. This is great. Hi, Ian. George here. I know you cheated with Susan. However, can I bug you for an urgent estimate quote for the repairs as discussed? I want to present ASAP. Thanks, bud.
Oh.
Yep. Busy now, he replies. Okay, I checked my message. Please don't forget our quote. Thanks. Says, Egg Zachary. He says, shit, that must have gone down well. Now that I think about it, you're right. Fuck. That's two people. Those are real friends.
Oh.
I know you're cheating with my wife, Susan, but can I have that quote?
Can we just prioritize just, here a little bit and like sort out the quote situation?
Things on the side.
So just getting back to the whole banking thing, you know these massive fines that get thrown around?
Mm. Yes.
So who gets it and why? And
well,
how does it get used?
Who do you think gets it?
What do you mean, who do you... What do you mean, who do you think gets it?
You think it comes back to us?
I don't actually know.
The government.
But then seeing as this is a legal issue, there's got to be accountability for that money, right?
Yeah,
does that money go back to those? Because whenever there's a winner in life, there's a loser, right?
Mm.
So the banks have lost because they've cheated. So then who gets compensated? Because that's what fines
no,
do.
No, the banks didn't lose, Ben.
Well, they got to pay a fine.
No, we lost because we had to pay more for... If you went overseas last year and they were manipulating the value of the currency and it cost you more for everything because you went overseas and you did, guess what? You, Ben Karpinski, are the loser.
Cool. So then who buys me, like, more drinks?
No.
Because essentially that's what I lost out on, I think.
What are you, stupid?
I mean, there were times I wanted that fifth cocktail. I was thinking, cheapest, I'm getting raped here.
Ben, it sounds like you're looking for some or other kind of compensation here. You and me are not going to be.
Here's what government thinks.
I just want to be part of this, Smubs. I'm just so tired of not being part of taxes and other than just paying and, you know, I want to be
a bunch of losers.
Mm-hmm. You're the loser, Ben. That's what Fikile's saying.
Oh, that's not very nice. Come say that, yeah.
By the way, Fikile's off to watch another Mayweather fight soon. No doubt.
Priorities,
sure.
For sure. And then just lastly, Gareth, the South African Weather Service says flood warnings remain in place for several provinces, Gauteng, parts of the Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Northern Cape, as officials deal with the aftermath of, you know, That crazy girl.
You know, this Danao bitch, right? Okay, so today's the chance we go from pro-am, right? I'm so excited playing a pro-am. I get to play with a pro. We get to talk all day.
Oh, you were going to go and play?
No, but bollocks to that. I'm going to be sitting in the clubhouse at best. This guy's probably going to go home back to his hotel when he realizes he's not playing. I'm just going to be like, oh, well, that's a waste of a day.
Ben, how about you give us some sport?
Well, there you go. Top story. Joburg Pro-Am. Just ruined because of the weather. Bollocks. So there was an IPL auction yesterday. I know you don't really care about this because I sure as hell don't. But Kagiso Rabada, good on him. He's going to be about 10 million rand richer.
Wow. How's that?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
You know, I look back and I think, why the hell did I not just give up my youth and play cricket or golf or something?
Yeah.
Life really hasn't turned out to be what I was hoping. But look at these guys. You can make 10 million rand. So who cares about Praveen Gordon or these sticking banks or whatever when you're making 10 grand for throwing a ball, sorry, 10 million for throwing a ball around?
Ka-ching.
Yeah, it's about, you know, isolating yourself from day-to-day problems. So well done, Kagiso Rabada. You're doing that with 10 million rands from Indian people.
And he's 21.
Nice.
Yeah, but that wasn't even the big money. The rising Pune Giants.
Sorry. Very rude.
Yeah, they spent more than 2 million on that ginger Ben Stokes. And then they spent more than 1.8 million on some guy called Tymel Mills.
Tymel Mills?
No one knows who he is. But
nasty.
Of course, the Indians are a little bit racist, so they decided to give Imran Tahir $0.00 because he's of Pakistani descent.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Controversial, huh?
Very unfair.
Yeah. Orlando Pirates.
Is that racist or is that countryist?
Well, I don't know, Gareth.
I mean,
you can split hairs around that.
Yeah.
The point of the matter is they're being dicks.
Okay.
So, Orlando Pirates have a new coach.
Oh, yes?
He's a Swedish man.
Mm.
His name is
Gjell Jonnefelt.
There we go.
Who?
Whenever there's an L, there's two L's together in a word. Sometimes I see an I and I get Gjell Jonnefelt.
Nobody gives a shit.
Well, fair enough. So he is now the full-time coach. So apparently like 10 years ago or so, he was coach of the year in Sweden, which I'm not sure what that means. Probably just means that he wasn't banging like the players' wives. So he is the new coach.
Sweden's standards are low then for coach.
He is the new coach, Jonnefelt.
Okay.
And so he came out, and it's just another beautiful diversion by Pirates to get away from the fact that these guys should be fined, there should be docked points, they should be playing in front of closed doors, no fans, nothing, because they misbehaved in that Sundowns clash. And I can't let this go. These guys can't do this. So Irvin Khoza, who owns SA Football, he just, you know, the balls of this dude.
Yeah.
Seriously, the balls of this guy. I mean, if you've got a building that needs to be knocked down today and you haven't got the money for explosives, just dangle Irvin Khoza's balls next to it.
Yeah.
And it will hammer the thing right out of his foundations. Because you have to. That guy doesn't care.
No, he's a very powerful man.
So Pirates are running amok. They got a new coach. Okay. Happier things.
Yeah, come on. That's
Super Rugby, right? That starts this week. Thursday will be the first match. I know it sounds strange, but that's what happens in Super Rugby. They just don't make much sense. Thursday, the Rebels are hosting the Blues. Okay, that'll be your first match. Don't think you're going to watch that. 10:45 Thursday. You'll probably save yourself for the weekend, which is fair enough. But to get to the weekend, before we get to that, it looks like Jan Serfontein will not be playing for the Bulls this weekend, which is a big blow for them. And it looks like Siya Kolisi will be leading the Stormers. So that's the big derby match we've got to look forward to this weekend.
Right. That's good stuff.
Yeah, very, very exciting. That's some local perspective. Just to run you through what you need to look forward to. So Thursday, Rebels Blues. And then we've got Friday, we've got two games. Highlanders versus the Chiefs. That's going to be probably game of the weekend, 8:35. Then the Sharks, they start in Australia. They've got two games there. So the first one is the Reds. That'll be Friday, 11 a.m. The Sharks have a fantastic fixture list this time around. They only play those Aussie guys. And they spend a great amount of time at home. And the Australasian tour is just all of 2 weeks. Saturday, we'll see the Sunwolves take on the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are defending champions. The Sunwolves haven't got a hope in hell. Crusaders then take on the Brumbies. And then it's the Waratahs versus the Force. And then the Cheetahs will take on the Lions. And then the Kings will take on the Jaguars. And then, yeah, wrap it up with the Stormers versus the Bulls. So it is one big, big weekend of rugby, which will also have the Six Nations. That's back in the mix after those pansy asses that took a break last week. Scotland versus Wales on Saturday, 4:25. Ireland versus France, 10-7 on Saturday. And then England, to continue their winning streak, they will beat Italy at 5:00 on Sunday.
All right.
Into the football last night was the final match of the fifth round of the FA Cup. And Sutton basically welcomed Arsenal. And while their reserve goalkeeper was having a massive meat pie in the stands, two goals slipped through the first choice goalkeeper. So Sutton went down 2-0. That now means that everything is now properly confirmed for the quarterfinals. Chelsea versus Man United, Middlesbrough versus, Huddersfield and Man City still got to play that replay. So that's still going to happen. Wonder if that takes on Middlesbrough. Spurs versus Millwall, and then Arsenal will host Lincoln City. But there's big Champions League action to look forward to tonight. Man City versus Monaco at 9:45, and Bayer Leverkusen will take on Atletico. And then tomorrow, also more Champions League, Seville versus Leicester at 9:45, and Porto versus Juventus. Tonight and tomorrow, we'll see the top teams in the PSL going back into action. Platinum Stars will take on Sundowns tonight at 7:30, and then Supersport United will take on Maritzburg United tomorrow, along with Fitz versus Barocco, also 7:30. So great early week football to look out for. Cricket's Wednesday will be the Proteas back in action against New Zealand. And the Joburg Open, well, that'll be just wet, ruined.
It's going to be the Joburg closed.
It's just going to be, yeah, this rain doesn't look to be abating anytime soon, all the way through to next week. But I'll keep you updated on that. I'll keep you updated with some great pictures. And finally, Gareth.
Great pictures of rain.
How about a fighting story?
All right.
You got time for fighting story?
A little bit. You can make it quick.
Okay, Ronda Rousey, you remember her, right?
Yes, of course, got knocked out really badly.
Well, so did her boyfriend yesterday.
What?
Yeah. Oh. So she's dating this guy, Travis Brown, right?
What?
And he got knocked the hell out by Derek Lewis. Now, Travis Brown, him and Ronda have been together for about 2 years. Apparently, he laid his hands on his former wife, or he's been known to tap women around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this Lewis guy, the guy who just won, he says after the fight last night, "I just knew I had a bigger heart than him. He called himself a man, but he likes to put his hands on women. So forget that guy. I got much more heart than he has. Where's Ronda Rousey's fine ass at?"
Wow.
"I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down."
But how's that for a, it's for
so
a
romantic?
All the smack talk normally happens before the fight, right? This guy just knocked this dude out and then he asked where his girlfriend's fine ass is at.
Right. Well, that's an alpha male right there.
Yeah. That's all the sport for your Tuesday.
Okay. Here's Anthea with a look at what's going on with your money. She works hard for the money. Yes, she does so hard for it, honey. Oh, she works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. Yeah. Good morning, Anthea.
Good morning, Gareth. I am loving all these new versions.
Well, there's a lot of people sending me new ones every day.
Gareth,
love your song.
Before we start talking about the market, I heard you say that hedge fund managers and traders never go to jail.
Well, so few.
But you've forgotten Nick Leeson, Jerome Kerviel.
Okay, but Anthea, this proves my point. You can name the ones who have.
There are many who have.
You can name them, and you run out of, you only need one hand to name them.
Okay.
There are lots of them who are, look at all that stuff that went on in 2008. We're still waiting for people to go to jail. No one did.
Okay, that's fair. That I will give you. Nobody has suffered from GFC.
Why is Lloyd Blankfein not in jail? I mean, someone answer that for me.
Because he's going to be in the new president's cabinet. That's right. Why.
See? Bedfellows, evil politicians and wicked, crooked bankers. That's the truth. All right. But enough about that. What's going on?
Okay. So we spoke about the RAND yesterday morning after Brian Molefe got appointed or got nominated for being MP, and it didn't move. But then yesterday at 8 o'clock, the RAND started blowing out. For some peculiar reason, it all started then. So from 13.04 to 13.17 to the dollar, and I thought that was it. Okay, we're coming into our own, as if the RAND was giving us a chance, you know, before it started blowing out.
Yeah.
But then by the afternoon, it was back to 13.05. I am completely baffled by this currency. I really cannot explain why this is going on. And actually, it reminds me of something else that we said we were going to talk about yesterday, because some of our hashtag investors are getting emails saying that there are currency trading packages which are guaranteeing huge returns. So Craig from Cape Town emailed me last week saying that he got a call from Asia saying that they had a system that was a sure thing. I know, exactly, right?
Run and hide.
There we go. Rule of thumb. If someone says they can guarantee you returns, be wary of them.
Liars.
Absolutely.
please, but there is no... If it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Don't be silly.
There we go. And in fact, like, I actually, this is a serious warning because I think, like, a lot of consumers, a lot of us are financially under pressure at the moment, and it is going to get worse tomorrow. And so people do look for quick returns. And this is exactly when the Ponzi scheme, schemers, if you want to call them that, come out to play because they know. Easy prey. All right. Back to the market, though.
Yes.
So we ended much stronger yesterday. The JSE was up about 1%. Volume was very low, just over $1 billion traded, likely because the U.S. was closed, though, for President's Day. Unfortunately, gold shares weren't able to take advantage of the higher gold price. The index was down 4%, gold index. Mm-hmm. Anglo Gold and Gold Fields, the worst performing shares in the top 40 yesterday. Really unfortunate for them, considering, you know, that all the drivers were in the right place. Generally, also not a good day for insurers. Firstly, Discovery shares were under pressure. They released a trading update saying that normalized headline earnings per share would increase between 0 and 5%. And for Discovery, that is very disappointing, actually. But it looks like in Discovery's case, it's a case of timing of the costs because, you know, they're going through this huge global expansion strategy. And I think that's what it is. It's just that the costs are coming through now. So hopefully, I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take. It was only a trading update. We'll see what they say at their full results presentation. And then also Momentum sold off yesterday. They also released trading update. Earnings per share down between 30 and 40%.
That's bad. So that's a very bad indicator.
That's ugly. But there are a couple of things going on there.
I mean, does that mean if you are in Momentum, if you've got some of those shares, you just run and hide. Burn them now.
Yes, the stock code is MMI. Worry.
If you see MMI in your portfolio, you need to run and hide.
Pretty much. And then Logistics Group, Super Group, also reported yesterday headline earnings per share down 6.6% for the first half of their financial year, and they're not paying a dividend. And you know how I feel about companies that don't pay dividends. Share was down 5% yesterday. So it sounds like a lot of bad news, but actually our hashtag invest portfolios had we had our day in the sun yesterday. We basically caught all the shares that had a bounce. Naspers, Woolworths, Anglo Gold were some of the top performers in the top 40 index.
Well, I'm allowed to say it. You can't. You're a genius.
Thank you. Even Stellar Capital was up 4% yesterday.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, fantastic. But the big one, and probably the biggest news story of the day yesterday.
Steinhoff.
Yes, well done.
You see, I am paying attention.
Yeah, so ShopRite and Steinhoff withdrew their cautionary yesterday, saying that the parties such as the PIC, which is the guys who manage the government pension fund, Titan, which basically is Visser's investment company, and Steinhoff could not reach agreement on the exchange ratio of the shares for the deal. In other words, they couldn't decide how much to pay for each other. I know, right? It's fantastic. So both Steinhoff and ShopRite bounced really hard. Both shares were up over 8% in intraday trading. I think Steinhoff, there was a bit of profit taking in the afternoon when the share was up 8%. I think a couple of traders just went, oh, I'll take that. And, okay. And there's nothing wrong with banking a profit, right? Okay. So the share closed just 5% higher. We don't own any ShopRite, but we own a significant amount of Steinhoff in both the aggressive and the growth portfolio, 5.5% and 5% respectively. So that's done us particularly well.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and that's it, really. I'm going to end on a high note.
Very good. Thank you, Anthea. Nice to speak to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thanks. Bye.
There we go. Something to be excited about if you are in hashtag invest. Yesterday was a great day. Lots of happy people about that. And you know what? You got to find a reason to hedge your bets effectively. No matter what's going on, if you're only in currencies, you're going to lose eventually. If you're only in stocks, you're going to probably do okay in the long run. But in the short term, you've got to have reasons to smile. And when you've got some rand hedges in there, you don't really mind as much when the rand blows out, which it hasn't done yet, and nobody wants it to, don't get me wrong. But it's always nice when something goes up if everything else is going down. Makes you feel a little bit better. It's kind of like if they put a bandage on a wound. Feels like things are under control. Okay, 7 o'clock. When we come back in a moment or two, we'll hopefully be able to fill you in on all the other news stories that are going on. And to talk to two guys who are busy with a project that I heard about for the first time 3 years ago. Just very, very clever stuff in terms of allowing people in the townships, but in other places too, to build their businesses in a box. Now, can you imagine, Sia, that you get a container in which you can do all your business? You could run a little spaza shop. You could run a gym. You could run pretty much any kind of business you can imagine.
Like those shipping crates.
Well,
is it?
Yeah, just imagine a box like that. They build it properly. It's not some kind of ramshackle thing. And you could see how they put together this thing called the Big Box Company. And they started off as a bunch of property developers building shopping centers out of brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. But then they looked at it and they said, well, we'll refurbish these shipping containers in high density, lower LSM urban areas. And we'll see if local entrepreneurs want to open up their businesses in these things. And it has taken off and it's terrific.
That's really innovative.
Very clever guys. So I always love to have smart people on here. And this morning we'll meet the two of them. That's coming up next. Are you ready for it?
It's awesome.
Yes.
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 CliffCentral.com.